2 minutes after 7 p.m. You're listening to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM, and this is Sigtronica. We're starting off tonight with more music off of this CD that I played a couple times in the past few weeks from Ekkehard Ehlers. The name of the album is called Betriebe, and we're listening to a track called... there's a lot of tracks on here, and they're not numbered, so I'll get you the track name later. Up next, some music from Kammerflimmer Kollektiv Remixed, along with some older stuff from Tim Hecker, If Thousands, among others. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call. Number is 617-253-8810.
Thank you. E. we sent H L R E.
Welcome back to Sigtronica. That piece that you just heard was entitled exactly what you just heard. We sent HLRE. It's by the group If Thousands from a release in 2003 called Yellowstone. Before that was music from Pumice, a group from New Zealand, I believe. The album is called White, and we heard the track, I believe, called Hulk Joke, but the writing is a little smudged and in a cursive type script. So I don't know if that's the actual name or not, but it was the second track of a recording, which I also believe is from 2003. Before that was new music from Raku-U-Un, as it is so nicely spelled out with six O's in a row. It's off of a new album called The Cave of Spirits Forever, and we heard the track On the Roof. Before that was Kammer Flimmer Kollektiv remixed by Hans Appelqvist, with one of the tracks that I love off their most recent album, Absinthen, called Shibboleth, and that was the Shibboleth remix. We started off tonight with Eckhard Ehlers off the album Betrieb. We heard the track Tief. Up next, going into the second half of the show, is a request from a listener. I didn't get his name, but growing back last year to an album from the duo of Keith Fullerton, or the collaboration between Keith Fullerton Whitman and Greg Davis off of the album Year Long, we're going to hear the track the Mersey Cunningham Dance Studio, which I assume is a performance that happened at that place on December 8th, 2001. If you have any other requests or comments, just give me a call. Number is 617-253-8810.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Sigtronica. We've reached the last couple minutes of the show. We're finishing up tonight with Sam Shalabi off of an album called On Hashish. And the track we're listening to is called The Wherewithal. And this is actually strangely connected to the previous track from Tim Hecker from the album Haunt Me, Haunt Me, Do It Again. The track on it that we heard from Tim Hecker was The Work of Art in the Age of Cultural Overproduction. You critical theorists out there, can you tell the connection? Both of them are referencing Walter Benjamin, the Frankfurt School philosopher. Very geeky sort of reference there, but a reference nevertheless. In fact, Sam Shalabi's On Hashish is dedicated to Walter Benjamin and inspired by him somehow. I'm not entirely sure how this track is inspired by him, but it is, according to the liner notes. Before Tim Hecker, we heard new music from an interesting group called Yacht, and the name of the track was Totally Stoked on You, and it's off an album called Mega. Before that was the Lightbox Orchestra with Robies off of First Contact. The Lightbox, according to the liner notes, is a box of different colored lights that are used to indicate who plays what and when in a performance. And we started off with a request from the collaboration between Keith Fullerton Whitman and Greg Davis off of the year-long album. We heard the Miss Cunningham Dance Studio, New York, USA, December 8th, 2001 track. Thanks for listening tonight. Archives, playlists, and the etc. available, as always, at sigtronica.org. I'll be back next week with the newest and oldest in experimental and electronic music. Thanks for listening to Sigtronica WBR in Cambridge. Up next is Bats in the Belfry.
In small numbers, they're quite harmless. But they can multiply without warning and assault you. Beware the decibel, exposing yourself to more than 85 decibels of sound for a prolonged period of time can cause gradual hearing loss. That's a loud kitchen blender, power tools, a lawnmower, rock music with headphones, rock music without headphones. Gradual hearing loss is a condition that affects some 28 million Americans and their families. Left untreated, it can only get worse. You only have two ears. A certified audiologist can determine how well each one of them works and discuss with you ways to protect the hearing you have and even improve it. For advice and information, call the American Speech Language Hearing Association at 1-800-638-TALK.